And now let's join Diana O'Carroll for our question of the week.
This week it's time to oil up some naked scientists with a question from David Karma.
Hi. For quite a few years now, we've been using olive oil-based butter in our household because we've heard of claims that since olive oil is healthy, then its butter and margarine-based counterparts are healthy as well. Does the claim still hold true that olive oil-based butter and margarine are healthier than their dairy or coconut counterparts? Thanks.
Is olive oil really better for you?
Good afternoon. My name is Brian Lockwood. I'm a professor of pharmaceutical sciences at the University of Manchester in the School of Pharmacy. Olive oil's obviously got a long historic use in both food, and the olives have been eaten for a long time. By now, of course, there's plenty of other dietary oils which we use as well. The recent increases in interest in health in westernised countries, particularly those in the Northern Hemisphere, has stimulated a vast amount of interest and research into the fat content of our diets. And linked to this, there's an increasing volume of epidemiological evidence which suggests that dairy and animal fats are less healthy. And this is now pretty widely understood in the medical fraternity and also in the general public at large. The main reasons why olive oil is supposedly beneficial for you is that the main lipid is oleic acid, or oleic acid triglyceride, and it's about 3/4 of that. And this is a particular type of fatty acid which is unsaturated. In fact, it's a monounsaturated fatty acid which is accepted as being good for health. There's also some polyunsaturated fatty acids, which of course have been widely discussed in the lay literature as well. Again, highly beneficial for your health. Both olive oils and seed oils in general have been shown to reduce low density lipoprotein lipid cholesterol, which is abbreviated to LDL-C. This is commonly referred to as a bad type of cholesterol. Total cholesterol is also reduced. The combination of these two activities generally reduces the possibility of cholesterol depositing in the arteries.
So olive oil is lower in saturated fat, and the more olive oil is in butter or margarine, the less dairy fat will be present, and therefore less saturated fat. Our expert added that olive oil also contains higher levels of antioxidants, and that these prevent free radicals from running around inside your body and damaging cells. But there's no conclusive evidence that antioxidants, when taken via food, actually make that much of a difference. But some people say olive oil is less healthy when you fry it. Why might this be?
Olive oil is quite interesting. Due to the high level of polyphenolics, you can actually see in the case of virgin oils and extra virgin oils, it's a green to dark green colour. This is judged to be of quality by the food salespeople. If you happen to heat olive oil in a frying pan or a pan and get it up to about 93 degrees centigrade, it smokes. And this is obviously degradation of the oil. So it's not beneficial to burn the olive oil itself. And in fact, this destroys its properties later on. So its antioxidant activity is dramatically decreased.
So there you are. Olive oil smokes slightly earlier than other oils. But if the clinical trials are anything to go by, it may be that losing a few antioxidants isn't a great loss. Next week, we have another question about diet that gets right to the core.
Hi, my name's Hannah. My friend the other day told me not to eat my apple core and made me throw it in the bin. I was wondering why. Are they poisonous?
Should you throw away your apple cores or devour their lignin-y centres with gusto? Let us know what you think by writing on the forum at thenakedscientists.com/forum or by emailing chris@thenakedscientists.com.
So what do you think? Are apple cores dangerous, or is throwing them away just a waste of a good apple? Diana will be back with the answer next week.
But that's all we have time for this week. Next week, we'll be having a look inside our heads to find out what it is that brain imaging can tell us. If you've got any questions or comments for us, you can email chris@thenakedscientists.com. You can tweet @NakedScientists or join us on our Facebook page. As always, there's also the forum where you can ask and answer questions. That's at thenakedscientists.com/forum. Many thanks to our production team this week. There's a lot of them. Sarah Custer-Perry, Tom Simpkins, Diana O'Carroll, Julia Graham and Smita Mundasad. And of course, Mira Senthilingam presenting Naked Engineering. The Naked Scientists was produced and presented by Ben Valsler, Dave Ansell and Chris Smith. It was produced in association with the Open University. To discover a whole range of science content, including lots of interactive features, log on to thenakedscientists.com and follow the links to the Open University.
The Naked Scientists comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at thenakedscientists.com.